This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
In a civilized and cultivated country, wild animals only continue to exist at all when preserved by sportsmen. The excellent people who protest against all hunting and consider sportsmen as the enemies of wildlife are ignorant of the fact that, in reality, the genuine sportsman is by all odds the most important factor in keeping the larger and more valuable wild creatures from total extermination. Theodore Roosevelt.
Hey, all, welcome to another episode of the Wild Initiative Conservation Coffee Break. Today, I am with Joel Webster of the Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, TRCP. Joel, thanks for hopping on the line with me today.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Yeah, so I kind of ambushed you the other day in the office. I was up visiting the guys over at VHA, and I was walking by. I'm like, I haven't had TRCP on yet, and so stopped in just on the off chance. I kind of figured it was a long shot. Unfortunately, you weren't able to hop on, but I'm glad we were able to at least get a little remote episode in here.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad to stop by. It was great to meet you and hear about your elk hunts, and glad to be here today.
So why don't you give me just kind of a brief description of what is Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership and what you do with them?
Sure. So the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership is a national conservation organization. We're working to guarantee all Americans a quality place to hunt and fish. And we do that in being a partnership. There's 60 different organizations, trade associations that we work with formally. Groups like the Boone and Crockett Club, Trout Unlimited, Mule Deer Foundation, Outdoor Industry Association, the Wildlife Society, groups like that in the wildlife, hunting and fishing, conservation, outdoor recreation space. So we work with those organizations on the major conservation and access issues facing hunters and anglers today. And really the way we do that is those groups are generally interested in some issues, right? And so we work with them on issues of common interest that they're, you know, interested in that we also are interested in. And we work on we have five primary centers, things that we focus on, like larger buckets. One's public lands. That's what I oversee, is our public lands program. We work on private lands. So like private lands conservation through the Farm Bill, you know, a lot of pheasant stuff, ducks, in the heartland. We work on conservation funding, so making sure that conservation programs and our federal agencies have money, because in order to do good things for fish and wildlife and access, we need money. We work on marine fisheries and water. And so those are the primary areas in which we work. And like I said, I lead our public lands program. I'm based in Missoula, Montana. Our national headquarters is in Washington, D.C. And out west, we've got field staff in eight western states. now, and they work across the West on public land issues, making sure that folks have access, but also quality places to hunt and fish when they get there.
And so I do have to apologize. I keep calling it Teddy Roosevelt Conservation Partnership when it's Theodore Roosevelt, but
you're good.
I'm sure that probably happens a lot when you're talking with folks.
It's the first time I've ever heard it.
I can tell.
Don't worry about it.
So what are some of the, I guess, bigger issues that TRCP is currently tackling in North America?
Yeah, you bet, Sam. So I'm going to start out west. That's where I'm most familiar. I'll talk also about some of our other issues that we work on. But our western team is really focused on, again, public lands. And we work on the access issue. I don't know if you saw, but in the last couple of years, we've worked with Onyx, the popular GPS mapping company, on a couple of reports that identified the acreage of landlocked public lands across the western states. Mm-hmm. And found that over 9.5 million acres of federal land are entirely landlocked, surrounded by private land, and over 6.3 million acres of state lands are entirely landlocked. And so that's an issue we've been working on with them, helping to elevate the public's sort of understanding of this issue, as well as decision makers, and as well as helping to advance programs that can be used to unlock these lands and make more public lands accessible to hunters and anglers and other Americans. And so that's one thing that we've been working on. We work also on public lands management. And so a real important issue for us right now is big game migration. If you watch the news, you'll see here and there in recent years, GPS technologies have really improved. And wildlife management agencies have been putting collars on animals like deer and elk and pronghorn for a long time, but they've got them to a point now where they can tell exactly where these animals are in the landscape. And so they've really been able to map them and figure out where these animals are coming and going from winter range to summer range. And they can figure out the habitats that they need to survive. I mean, animals are oftentimes crossing highways. They're getting hit by cars. If we're developing lands, if you block those migration routes, you can actually interfere with the sort of function of those habitats and decrease wildlife populations. This has a real direct impact potentially on hunting opportunities. And so that's an issue that we're working on to make sure that that there's funding for crossing structures for highways, and so wildlife can cross and not get hit by cars, but that also that the habitat in which those animals need, that those habitats are conserved. And so that's an issue that we're working on out here. We also work on forestry issues, making sure there's policies in place to conserve our best habitats, but also do some active management in places where it makes sense to improve habitat, to help make sure that we have robust, deer and elk herds. And so those are some of the things we're working on out west. Nationally, we're pretty engaged on private lands, agriculture type conservation programs, like the Conservation Reserve Program. If you go back to South Dakota, North Dakota, a lot of the programs out there that produce pheasants, other places in the Midwest, obviously, and across the country. But a lot of the habitat that's on private lands is really dependent on these programs that are voluntary. They support landowners in terms of doing good things on their lands for fish and wildlife. So that's an area that our private lands person works on. We're engaged in marine fisheries and marine fisheries management. We're engaged in conservation funding and just making sure that the agencies, so those Forest Service roads that you use, I'm sure you've seen that sometimes they're in pretty bad shape, trails with trees on top of them. You can't even find the trail anymore. So we're working to make sure that those agencies have the resources they need to maintain those roads and trails. We're making sure that the agencies have the resources they need to manage their lands and maintain campgrounds and stuff like that. We're also involved in chronic wasting disease, which is a disease that is really, I think, become more and more apparent in the media anyway, and that, it's a pretty complicated thing, but basically it's similar to mad cow's disease for, deer and elk species. It's spreading to a number of new states. I'm based in Montana. It's just first discovered here a couple of years ago, and it's pretty scary stuff. And so we're working to help make sure that there's funding for research on that, that there can be a better test, and so people can find out if animals are infected, you know, quicker. And so those are some of the issues that we're working on.
So if folks wanted to find Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership on the internet, where can they look?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're on all the social media channels, at the TRCP. We're also online at our website at www.trcp.org. We've got a great website, but you can follow us on Instagram, you know, Facebook, Twitter. You can go directly to our website. We've also got some YouTube videos. Pretty active in all of those channels, and it's a good place to go. You can also sign up on our website for free to, you know, we have a weekly newsletter that goes out where we help sportsmen learn about the most important issues going on in the week at the federal level that affects them and that they should know about and that they should take action on. And I'll say that, you know, TRCP is really unique in that, you know, there's some groups that, you know, go move dirt. You know, they're doing great work in terms of putting in, let's say you're putting in guzzlers for sheep or other animals. You're doing on the ground habitat work, like, you know, removing fences or supporting, you know, projects that remove trees and things like that. What we're doing is we're engaged in the policies. And so all the things that provide the funding or the structure that enable those other projects to happen, that's where we're working. And so there's stuff that's going on in DC that's going to have a direct impact on you, like an access program, a bill that could affect how public lands are managed. We've got our hands in that stuff. And so if you sign up with us, we'll keep you posted on what's going on and opportunities to weigh in.
And so once people find you online, what's the best way for them to actually get involved in your mission?
Yeah, I really think, you know, liking our pages on social media, but also signing up online. We will tell folks if they sign up to become, you know, a TRCP partner, as we call it, it's free. You know, we will let you know when something happens in your neck of the woods, if there's something you need, a public meeting that matters for sportsmen, an opportunity to weigh in by writing an email. We make it as easy as possible for people. So we send them, you know, an email says, hey, this is happening in your neck of the woods. This is why it matters for sportsmen and women. And this is, you know, what you can do to make a difference. And we make it as easy as possible. And so really going to our website and signing up, I think, is the number one thing folks can do, as well as following our social media.
Fantastic. Well, y'all make sure you head on over to the conservation section of our website. That's thewildinitiative.com/conservation. You can either search for TRCP there, or you can scroll down, look for the logo on the page. You can check out links to all of their socials, the website, get a brief description, and listen to all the episodes. So thank you, Joel, so much for taking the time out of your day and hopping on with me.
Hey, thanks, Sam, and good luck this fall.